Much grain now is falling ungathered, while many stand idle and wait. The harvest time soon will be ended, for garnering men 'tis too late. O soul, prove thy love to the Savior, for what he has done unto thee, by sending the tidings of mercy to lost ones o'er land and o'er sea. They perish, they perish, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, the souls who in darkness abide.
Good morning to each and every one listening to this radio station. We're happy to be coming your way once again with a gospel message from the Word of the Lord. We're interested in everyone having the opportunity to hear and believe the gospel. And our work is made possible by those who are willing to help share broadcast time. May you have great joy at your home during this special season. In Proverbs, the 23rd chapter and the 23rd verse, we find these words, "Buy the truth and sell it not. Also, wisdom and instruction and understanding." Now, I wonder how many times you've heard this statement made by someone you know. "I don't have anything I wouldn't sell," or "I'd sell anything I had if I got my price for it." Sometimes people even include their wife and children, or their husband and children, whichever might be the case. Perhaps they say it as a joke. While on the other hand, some people actually practice such a course in life, even though they do not say it in so many words. But this verse says to buy the truth and sell it not. Friends, there are some things too important to trade, to give away, or to sell. And I would say the most important thing of all is to know the truth, to seek it out, and to stay with it. There are those who have made statements similar to this. "It doesn't matter what you believe, just as long as you're sincere in it." Do you agree with that statement? Do you accept that to be a good policy to follow in life? Do you believe anything you want to, just as long as you're sincere in it? Now, let us analyze that for just a moment. Is this what you do when you get in the family automobile and load in the children and head for a distant city somewhere to visit some relatives? Do you say, "Oh, it doesn't matter which road we go, just as long as we believe we're right"? Why, of course you do not do that. If you've done very much traveling, you know that it matters a great deal which road you go. Especially is this true in the maze of complicated interstate expressways traversing our country and cities in these days. If you miss an exit, it may be many miles down the road somewhere before you're able to turn around and get straight again. When one of the jet airliners leave the Will Rogers Airport of Oklahoma City flying nonstop to Los Angeles, do you think that pilot in the cockpit, who's surrounded by many instruments and gauges to assist him in flying a direct course, ever says to those about him, "It really doesn't matter which way we go, just as long as we're in the air"? We're bound to get there. Of course, he doesn't say that, friends. Those instruments and gauges are placed in that cabin to let that pilot know which way he's going, how high he is, and many other things necessary for him to travel his course safely to Los Angeles and to reach his destination without disaster. Likewise, I'm here to tell you that the reality and the truth of spiritual things remain the same whether one believes it or not. One may close their eyes, one may stop their ears, and they may go in an opposite direction from the way that they should go to reach the portals of heaven, but that does not change the truth at all. Whether we believe it or whether we do not believe it, there are certain things and certain laws which God has made, and they remain the same. Some people make statements similar to this. Oh, it doesn't matter to which church you go or what you believe. We're all striving for the same place anyway. Well, I couldn't altogether discredit the last part of that statement, even though we're made to wonder. Perhaps they are striving for the same place, but God knows whether they're going to make heaven or not. However, I certainly do disagree with that first statement. It does matter what you believe and the kind of doctrine you allow others to teach you. Here's what's happening to a lot of folks these days, and this includes many church members. Let me read this to you from the Scriptures. In Jeremiah 2 and verse 13 it says, "For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water." Many people have accepted church joining in place of the new birth. They have accepted a form of religion instead of the reality of a personal acquaintance with God and the knowledge that they're being led by the Holy Spirit. Let us illustrate it this way. In 1849, when so many people crossed the mountains and the deserts, seeking a route to the West Coast in search of gold, many of them died of starvation. Others, no doubt, lost their way in a country which was so new that very few roads had even been planned. Still others were attacked by the Indians and perished before they ever reached California. But imagine, if you can, what it would be like to cross the Mojave Desert and run out of water. You might look up ahead of you and think surely you saw a lake of cool water, but as you traveled on and on, the water seemed to evade you, and before long you would realize that you had only seen a mirage. You thought there was water, but it was not true. You might think it ever so strong, but my friends, if the lake is not there, there's absolutely no water. Then how could one so lightly say, it doesn't matter what you believe? Friends, that depends on what you're talking about. Some things I could agree with you that it really wouldn't matter at all what you believed about them. It doesn't matter whether you like the color of red or the color blue the best. It doesn't matter whether you buy a black automobile or a white one. Some people like to live on a hilltop, while other people prefer living in the valley. Some people like cold weather the best, and others say that they prefer the summertime. Now, really, some of these things do not matter at all. Perhaps that's why the Lord created the different colors. He made the mountains and the valleys too. Just take your choice. Live where it suits you best. However, when it comes to such an important matter as the truth of God's Word, I say that it does matter what you do with it. It does matter how you live. It does matter if you are a saint or a sinner. The difference is the destination to which you're going. It may be heaven or it may be hell, which the Word of God so freely speaks about. Listen to this reading from the 59th chapter of Isaiah, beginning with verse 14. "And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment." Friends, I hope that Scripture does not describe your condition. Let us, as the children of God, buy the truth and sell it not. Listen to this poem entitled, "It Matters Much." "It matters little where I was born, or whether my parents were rich or poor, whether they shrank from the world's cold scorn or dwelt in the pride of wealth secure. But whether I live an honest man and hold my integrity firm in my clutch, I tell you, my brother, as plain as I can, it matters much. It matters much. It matters little how long I stay in a world of care and pain and tears, whether in youth I'm called away or mine be 10 and 80 years. But whether I do the best I can to lighten the load of adversity's touch on the faded cheek of my fellow man, I tell you, my brothers, it matters much. It matters little where be my grave, by mountaintop or by the sea, neath stormy wave, by rolling stream, it matters little or not to me. But whether the angel of death comes down to crown me by his loving touch, as one who shall wear a victor's crown, I tell you, my brother, it matters much. Noah Barker. And now, let us pray. Our Father, help us to realize that it does make a difference what we believe. It does make a difference what we do with our lives. We're glad to know that God is concerned, and the angels are concerned, that we make the right choice in life. Bless each one who hears the broadcast this day with a special blessing, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, let me remind you once again that this message has been brought your way today by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. It is made possible through the entries, the prayers, and the cooperation of those who have a love for the truth.
Living below in this whole sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation sore, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Neighbors are kind, I love them every one. We get along in sweet accord. But when my soul needs manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Life here is grand, with friends I love so dear. Comfort I get from God's own word. Yet when I face the chilling hand of death, where could I go but to the Lord?
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you, and a very cheerful goodbye.
Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord?